Hello, shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's podcast.
Hello and welcome to Banco Bradesco's podcast. I'm André Carvalho, Bradesco's Investor Relations Officer. We are here today to discuss the material fact we have just disclosed, announcing that, number one, Bradesco's Board of Directors has approved an increase in the bank's equity of up to 10 billion reais through the subscription of new shares. The subscription price represents a 6% discount to yesterday's closing price, July 28th. The subscription decision may be taken between August 6th and September 4th. Bradesco's controlling shareholders have provided a firm commitment to subscribe up to 8 billion reais of the capital increase. Number two, Bradesco's Board of Directors has also approved the early payment of interest on capital. I'm here today with our CEO, Marcelo Noronha, to comment on today's announcement. Marcelo, our controlling shareholders have decided to increase their investment in the bank. Could you please tell us whether there was any specific motivation behind this capital increase at Bradesco?
Thank you, André, and thanks to everyone. The bank's management accepted the controlling shareholders' proposal to increase Bradesco capital. Our controlling shareholders are well capitalized and have decided to increase their investment in the bank. They are confident in our transformation plan. This new capital could further leverage our transformation, support our investments, and our ability to grow. As I mentioned during our last earnings release, when discussing some of the benefits arising from the creation of Bradsaúde, having more capital is a good thing, especially when our controlling shareholders are reinforcing their confidence in our franchise and in our organization. The controlling shareholders also saw another reason to inject additional capital into the bank, given that Bradesco's ROE has exceeded its cost of capital since the last quarter of 2025. And considering their expectation of lower interest rates in Brazil going forward.
Marcel, what would you like to say about the decision to bring forward the payment of interest on capital?
André, the decision to bring forward the payment of already declared interest on capital, which was originally scheduled to be paid in October 2026, and January 2027, was proposed by management to the Board of Directors. It provides shareholders with an additional source of funds that may be used to subscribe to the new shares or for other purposes. Also, we decided to make the announcement immediately after the board regular meeting because there is an interest on capital payment scheduled for July 31st, which was declared in December 2025. If you add up the three amounts, you will note that they are close to the capital increase approved by the board.
Thank you, Marcelo. On our Investors Relations website, you can find the material fact containing additional information about the bank's capital increase and the early payment of interest on capital. Please keep in mind that on August 5th, we will release our results for the second quarter of 2026. See you then. Thank you very much for your attention.